Father, we thank you because the truth, the life, and the way are revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, because we hold on to him, but more importantly, he holds on to us. And we thank you because none of us is lost. We thank you because you've been, none of us has been appointed to wrath, but we are the raptured church. Now we thank you, Father, because we are being prepared for this moment, and we in turn prepare others for that moment. That as many as have been elected for it, none shall be left behind, but they shall be caught up, because even so is the will of the Father. And now the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because we are becoming ever more ready for your return. Thank you, Father, because you've revealed these things to us for the purpose that we may be ready. And now we set our hearts in that way, that we may be ready, we may be prepared, and we shall ready everybody, as many as have known the name of Jesus, that they shall be ready for the return of the Master. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, when we are worshiping and praying, there is somebody who is saying, when are we getting to the word? Because that's why we are here. And they kind of sit through that moment and just wait for it to end and we get to where they think we are supposed to be. But they don't know that that's a very special moment. Praise the Lord. And some people are getting breakthroughs in that moment. And they don't know that without your hearts being prepared in a certain way, which is led by the Holy Spirit, even the word can just be something that affects your mind and does not affect your spirit. Glory to God. Somebody just got an uplifting in the finances while we are praying. And you wake up tomorrow and something has changed. The people who are calling you are different from what you're used to. And the opportunities you attract at a higher level. Glory to God. Because you've been prepared for that. Now you have to know the anointing that this ministry is over. And prosperity is really one of the, glory to God. It is one of them. Amen. Of course, some people believe you just say those things and so on. But that's okay. You can only get from somebody what you see in them. Amen. Okay, Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Now, at the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now, we know that, of course, knowledge shall increase and has increased. But the question is, what kind of knowledge? Now, you get it in the Amplified, and we see. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Then, that is at the time of the end, many shall run to and fro and search anxiously through the book. And the knowledge of God's purposes, as revealed by his prophets, shall be increased and become great. Praise the Lord. In others, God was telling Daniel that the words you've written are not meant for you. So shut them up, you're going to die. He said actually you'll die and join you, and you'll be raised at the last day. So these things are not for you. But they will be for a certain group of people who will live at the end, and the knowledge of these words shall increase at the time, but not just that. Now that's what I want to tell you here. Not just the knowledge of that. Because you see, one of the foremost things about the age in which you live is knowledge. Of all sorts of knowledge. And you see, there are different kinds of people, and there are people for whom knowledge is an end in itself. So when they know something, they believe that elevates them above the people who do not know that thing. But we do not belong to that kind of people. For us, knowledge is supposed to make our lives reveal a greater reality of who Christ is. So knowledge is not just something that I know. Do you know how many miles it is between the sun and the earth and water and all that? How is that going to put food on your table? Let's get out of food on the table, because all of us have food on the table. How is that going to reveal? I mean, okay, there is knowledge, which is knowledge, which you learnt in school and what. But then the purpose for us wanting knowledge, and the knowledge that is coming out this time, is leading people either so much in this direction or so much in the other direction. Now, from the time of the Garden of Eden, God has dealt with man, giving him knowledge on a need-to-know basis. He gives you what you need to know. And I told you that about prophecy. Remember the other scripture I read of the other man? What's he called? Jehu. That's the man I wanted. Jehu. Then he said, when you get to where Jehu is, just tell him the following words. And after you finish telling him, run away. Don't wait for him to ask. And I told you that the Lord is the master of giving you knowledge on only what you need to know. Now, if you ask for more knowledge than has been given, you will spoil what has been given. Now, if he had given you one sentence less, it would not have been enough. If he gives you one sentence more, it will spoil the whole thing. Do you understand? So now, it's a need-to-know basis. Eat of all the fruits, I mean all the trees here, except the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Now, that is on a need-to-know basis. Don't ask why, don't ask all these questions, just do what the Lord is telling you to do. Now, you notice that through the generations, that God just gave commandments to people, and they never understood. Of course, now, with all this science and what people get to understand, not that they will credit God. I'll give you an example. He tells them, on the eighth day, circumcise. The eighth day of a child being born, circumcise them. Now, so many centuries later, science discovers that the immunity is highest 8 days after the child's birth. So it goes up, peaks at 8 days, and comes down. So if you circumcise on the eighth day, the wound heals very fast. And there's very less chance of, you know, contamination and all that. Now, he doesn't tell you all the details. He just tells you eighth day, period. And so many other things which are contained in the scripture as commandments, which later on, of course, people get to understand certain things. I was talking to a man who is a doctor, and he does not believe in God. So I told him that, did you know that recently in the 90s, they discovered that the nerve, which controls speech, controls the whole body. He even didn't know that, even if he's a doctor. Okay. But then I told him, did you know that the Bible actually says that? James says that the tongue is so placed in the center of all the things. So he told me, how does it say it? Because he expected the Bible to say the nerve and what. The Bible does not say the nerve. It says something else. It doesn't. But it's actually the same thing. And you realize that people walk all the while, and they come straight back to what? To the knowledge of God. But then the devil comes, and he does, when his deceit, the deception of the devil, does not come. And now people have to understand this, because in the time we are living, there is a lot of deception. Like, I wish you understood how many people have started on firm foundations and gone off. And now some of them are big names whom you even know. And even when you start seeing the things they are doing, and I'm not talking about the ones you already know. I'm talking about the ones you don't even know right now. Because the list is being updated every time. Praise the Lord. But thank God, the watchman is never going to be on that list. But you see, you have to be careful. The Bible says, let you stand, be careful, lest you what? Yeah, and those things are there because you can think. And the falling is not necessarily falling away like from. It can be falling from a knowledge that you know, that a knowledge that has brought you to a certain place, and then the devil comes and messes it up with just an extra bit of knowledge. Do you understand? And he will never come to take away what you have. He comes to add on to what you have. But when he adds, it takes away everything. Because the knowledge of God is supreme. Now, anything that alleges to add on to what God has said. That's why Paul says, what scripture is that? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. 1:17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. Now, the cross of Christ is a standalone revelation for everything that you will ever need in this world and the world hereafter. Do you understand? There is nothing more God is going to reveal to you than I sent for you my son, Jesus Christ. And that is, now the scripture I read for you last week says that we do not receive the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, that we may know the things that have freely been given to us by God. Now, that's how you distinguish the spirit of the world. Now, so the knowledge comes of the cross of Christ. So it says, you want salvation? It is done. You want wealth? It is done. You want health? It is done. You want well-being? It is done. You want dominion? It is done. The cross, everything. Everything you will ever need, the cross of Christ. Now, when you get that and you get to that knowledge, then if the devil is going to topple it, then he will come and add just an extra small component. And I've seen these things happen to people. Okay? Somebody had a revelation, let's say, of finance. And they were broke, they got a revelation of finance. And then they became, you know, loaded. And they have, and it's just by revelation, there is nothing. And I've seen so many people, and in my own life, this has happened, where you've been lifted up, and you know the means by which you've the cross of Christ. And you know that this is a grace, this is the cross of Christ. Then one day, the devil comes and says, okay, now it's good you've understood. He will not come like, he will not say that God cannot prosper you. He will just say, but now you know it's wise also to save, to start saving a bit. Now, when you've saved up some money, previously, the foundation of your faith was the revelation of God. And you never lacked because you had the revelation of God. Now, people who have lived like this know what I'm talking about. Then he comes and gives you another revelation. Once you accept that and take it in, the next thing you know, you're looking at your bank account, and now that is your confidence. Where once your confidence was what? The revelation of God. And the next thing you know, you actually broke. And it happens all the time. So many times. And I know how it, and it will always come with something like that. Now I remember, when I just got born again and you're reading all these books about faith and what. So you get to a point where you cannot even take a pill. How can you take a pill when by his stripes I was healed? You understand? And that becomes so entrenched in you and becomes so, like, you feed on it, it becomes a part of you, and you know, somehow you know that you cannot get sick. Now, and I remember that this is so many years ago. I remember I moved to some muzigo somewhere in Kamoja, and there were all these people around. Then I woke up very late one morning, and one of my neighbors asked me that, are you sick? I said, me? You will never see me sick. The person said, who do you think you are? I said, watch me. For all the time we'll be here, you will never ever see me sick because I don't fall sick. And I knew what I was saying. I had fed on that gospel for so long, and I knew it. I had gotten sick and gotten healed without, you know, any medication. So I knew what I was saying. So when I was leaving that place, thankfully, after a short time, because it was just a journey, I asked that lady, and I asked her that, so did you ever see me sick while I was here? But you see, okay, I shouldn't have been telling her that because it was just offending her. But now the point is this. Later on, when now you start having middle class issues, you have a car, what, you know, then you have insurance, medical insurance and so on. Then I got off that foundation. And guess what happened? You actually start falling sick. And you fall sick and you know better. But you see, now the devil comes and says, okay, by his stripes you are healed, but you also have to watch your diet. Don't eat too much cholesterol and what. And he has messed you up. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? It will always come with the knowledge. That's what he came to the, you know. God knows that if you eat the fruit, you'll what? You'll get, you know. So he presents God as if his things are elementary. Okay, that was the beginning point. Now we are going into the serious thing. Even if Jesus Christ heals and has healed you all these years, now you also have to watch your diet. Don't eat a lot of chips. And a lot of what? Glory to God. And there are people who don't eat those things and they are sick. And there are those who eat them all the time and they are healthy. Now I'm telling you something that I did. After not being sick for so many years and knowing that I cannot be sick of nothing, not a single thing. I'm talking about not even being sick of flu or what, nothing. Actually, I got the devil gave me a revelation of how if you don't want to get flu, now take a lot of vitamin C. So I start taking lemons and oranges. Then I get it. Because the extra knowledge tumbles the knowledge of God. Now, Paul says that, I, you know, not with words of wisdom. Because it always comes as wisdom. But it makes of no effect the cross of Christ. Now, I was healthy all those years by the cross of Christ. Until somebody added wisdom of the world. Then suddenly, what I know and I had experienced and I knew. And when I said I'm not going to, I knew I cannot. I wasn't gambling. I'd been there before. I've told you my story, how I would get sick and So I'd been there before. I had put all those theories to practice. Not theories, all those scriptures and, to practice. I knew what I was saying. I used to wake up one morning. I woke up one morning and I had dysentery. And I got in a taxi and left the house. I left the house and got in a taxi and said, by his stripes, I'm healed. And the stomach was churning and the devil is telling me, you're going to embarrass yourself. How do you live where there is a toilet when you have dysentery and go in a taxi? But I did it and it went. By 4 p.m. that day, there was no dysentery. So I knew the things I was talking about. Now the devil knows So you add just some wisdom. Then he has messed you up. Now this is actually the fall of everything and where we are going right now. People are actually, now have you even seen these preachers on TV? Now let me tell you, there are people whom I knew on TV. Powerful healing ministries. Then the guy invites a nutritionist to his program, coming and talking about what to eat, what eat dodo and what and all that stuff. I actually eat them, but for the sake of reducing my stomach. Not for what? Because they have their place, you understand? So you see, now I've lost weight because of that. So if you want to lose weight, go and eat. But if it is for healing, the cross of Christ. Because if you add anything else, now of course you can practice and you can choose, that can be the knowledge at which you live. But if you choose, now after one sickness, then another, the next thing you actually wake up one morning and you're taking pills every morning for one thing or the other. Then you wake up and say, how did I get here? Me? Who, when I started doing those faith things 6 months into my salvation, 6 months, I knew I could not get sick. Of course, the first people I read were Kenneth Hagin and what, and there's a way he psychs you up, and man, you say, no, there is no way I can be sick. Like after, then you leave it. I lived it for almost 6 or 7 years. Then I got knowledge, wisdom. Then the next thing I know, I'm waking up in the morning and I'm taking pills. This one is a pill for that, the other one is a pill for that, the other. Then even some days you can't sleep, then you take a pill to sleep. You understand? Yet I know, I knew before that scripture, in Psalms, which says that he gives sleep to his beloved. I knew if I wanted to sleep, even now, I would just say, he gives sleep to his beloved. And I sleep. But now I'm taking pills for sleeping. Can you imagine? Not now. I'm talking about back then. So then I say, how did I ever get here? How? By knowledge. Something small gets what you know and it tumbles it. And the next thing you know, you're back to where you started. Now, God deals with people, gives knowledge only on a need-to-know basis. Now, the devil comes and gives people a lot more knowledge than they need, but the purpose is to take them off. That's why if you look at the occultic world, they actually present the devil in his pre-fall name of Lucifer as the light giver. He's the one who gives people light, all this scientific knowledge and what. And that has always been the thing. So he comes and tells Eve, okay, God gave you that, but there are certain things he did not tell you, which I can tell you. And then he adds his wisdom. And then the next thing, Eve, who was living in paradise, has fallen. Now that is true all the time. I've seen it in finances. I've seen it in so many things where you know something, you've practiced it, and it has worked for you. And I realized the revelation of God, now that you know how dangerous knowledge can be, the revelation of God is only 20% learning and 80% either unlearning or blocking. Because when you know something and it has worked for you, you have to struggle to block, because the information they bring is appeals to the flesh. You understand? So you have to struggle to keep that knowledge away because you want to retain what you have. So I realized that you cannot actually, I told somebody, you have to protect what you believe. Now, if it has worked for you, don't let somebody who has inferior knowledge come. And now, when I got out of the church, the religious church, And I started learning about, you know, true spirituality and true Christianity. It was 90% unlearning what I had learned and 10% learning. Because you realize there are so many things which you held true to, which are also false. And you say, how did I even believe that? But you did. And it created a life for you that was miserable. So now you have to unlearn, 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 then learn a bit. Then unlearn, unlearn, then learn a bit. Do you understand? Eh? So now people who are not used to unlearning get offended. Because you tell them something which is contrary to what they have believed. Now thank God for humility. Eh? That I had the humility to know, okay, if something is revealed which is better than what I knew, then I'm going to put aside what I do. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. In other words, there are things which God is not going to tell you yet. You understand? The other day I was trying to pull off some spiritual exercise. Now, I have to tell you people these things because there are people who are going to get messed up. I was always seeking the Lord, so I tried to pull off this spiritual exercise, which I'd wanted to do. And I was successful that day. Okay, but not 100% successful. I just partially got it. And then it came off. Eh? And I was excited. And then the Lord told me very clearly. He told me that time that, do not pursue anything outside of what I tell you to do. Now all the things he tells me that, like, he will tell you, now do this. Okay? So one day, you're praying, then suddenly he tells you, do you know you can actually call the clouds and they come here and you can send them away and it doesn't rain? Now, I wasn't even thinking that it was him. Now he tells me, now here is how you do it. So the sky was as clear as this. So he told me, you're going to call the clouds and they are going to fill all this place. Then he tells me how. Then I did it. Then I went inside the house and I came out after 2 hours and the sky was so heavy with clouds. Then the next day he told me where I needed to use it. Then afterwards he told me, now you only use it when you need it. Don't waste time saying, okay, now I'm calling clouds. Eh? Okay, now let them go. Eh? It's always with a purpose. Eh? Now, then, I did not set out to do this, but I was seeking the Lord. And then, so he told me, do not pursue anything, any spiritual exercise, outside of what I tell you to do. So then you wake up one day and says, do you know you can do this? Okay. Do you know you can actually walk in the rain and it doesn't beat you? Then I say, okay. And at the moment he tells you it's the easiest time to do it. Because the grace is there to do it. So then, you say, okay. Now bring the rain. Let me see if I can. Okay, then you go, then he first goofs you. Anyway. So, just because he has told you doesn't mean it's going to happen automatically. Sometimes it takes a while before you master the what? The technique. But I remember there was somebody was telling me about some university student who was deep into occult stuff. And, okay, it's a long story, but there was this person whom he was trying to initiate, then the person had run away, then he came to scare him. And the guy was seated on a chair outside and it was raining very heavily. And the guy was on his phone and the rain was beating him. And he was absolutely dry. And now, here is the secret things belong to the Lord our God. Now, when God reveals those things to you, he knows you're going to need it at some stage. Eh? It is never for just show. Eh? Now, the devil will give you for sure. Do you understand? Eh? Now, just like you never give your child the keys to the car when he's 14, there are things God will not give you. But if you cross the other side, because the devil doesn't care, if you mess yourself up, those are yours. Eh? He will give them to you. So you go there, they teach people how to, you know, get out of the body, do what, and all that. And somehow then believers think that is of the devil. No, it is not. There is nothing of itself that is of the devil, by the way. Nothing. The devil did not create anything. Amen? He did not create what? Nothing. There is nothing that is of the devil. Now there are people whom you tell, you remember last Friday, it rained, eh? So I'm leaving home and I'm seeing the man heavy clouds. Then I say, man, in the natural I could see it was going to rain. Now the trouble is, I have a problem channeling it away when I am seeing it. But now I was driving and I could not avoid seeing it. So I said, but then I got instructions and the Lord told me to come on this grounds here. And I'm going to stop it from here. Now I was going to office. So I came here. I drove here. Some of these people saw me. It was around 3 p.m. Then I met this man here also. This guy, expert at clouds. And he had also come here to do the same thing. So, and I know for sure that it was going to rain up to about 7:30 p.m. But when I left here in about 20 minutes, that stopped and they erected these things. So anyhow, my point is, okay, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But he will reveal to us according to... Now, knowledge shall increase in these last times. It's not just knowledge about the end times. It's generally knowledge. Now, I wish you people knew the things which are happening, like behind the scenes. I told you last week how this is going to be a year in which all the technology of monitoring people is going to come to its head. Because that is the Antichrist and the one world government agenda, where everything you do is monitored. I told you this year Facebook is introducing a thing which monitors you, your movements. Then, now, the other day I was reading, smart TV watching you. Where do you think you're watching it? Where it has cameras. Now let me tell you, everything has cameras. You remember some guy who... But everything has cameras. Now the TV, they put cameras in the TV. So it is actually seeing you and seeing everything you do and the habits. Now, for right now, they are using it only to sell that information to companies. So the TV sees that you have a golf club there, you have a basketball there, and those pictures are being sent to some central system, which holds that information for the purpose, right now, just for the purpose of advertising. So when there is some company has released new golf clubs, they will send the advert only to the people whom they know play golf. How do they know play golf? They have been seeing your house. Now, welcome to the era where TV watches you. And it's in advanced, very, very advanced stages. You know, like, very advanced. Anybody who has bought a TV, which is LG, Samsung, Sony, or all those top brands, of course, there are these brands which you buy, which I've not yet reached there. In the last 3 years, there is a very good chance, if it's a real smart, nice, there's a real chance TV is watching you more than you're watching it. And now when people discovered it, it started some years ago by people realizing they're sending adverts only of the interests of the people. Then people say, how come these people are sending me all these things? So somebody is a bad watcher, then they are sending him, sight of what? And then it's connected. Now, the day you go and put on your laptop, let's say you are in some place, maybe in Europe or America, then you put on your laptop, holiday in Africa. The next days, you will be bombarded with adverts about tour companies in Africa. And everything, is connected. They will come on... They will show up everywhere in front because you're being monitored. You understand? Now, right now, it seems innocent and it's going to be probably for about this year. But hereafter, it's going to be very dangerous. Because now there's no place to hide. What? To hide. I told you about the one world currency and how somebody says, how will they create a one world government when the world seems to be so divided? It is so simple. Now, what I told you last year, they take away the currency. Now, the only way, if people here started to pay, I told you, remember what I told you, using Bitcoin, then the government cannot tax them. So the central system that receives the transactions that are taxable would ordinarily be taxable in Uganda. Uganda has to join the one world government for them to be remitted to their tax. Otherwise, there is no tax. And with no tax, there is no what? There is no government. You understand? So now, even I was talking to somebody who is one of these people who came here in the bush, and he was telling me that they came here with very communist ideas. Of course, because communists are the ones who are helping us fight independence from the capitalists, you understand? So all those guys who were fighting that time were, their heroes were People like Che Guevara, Mao, you know. That's why you find so many people being called Mao. Eh? Now, those were their heroes. Eh? So, this guy says they come here, then they want to, they said they want to, you remember the barter trade thing? Eh? Okay, some of you are a bit old, know it. So now what they did, they went to Yugoslavia, which was the only communist country in Europe. So they go to Yugoslavia and tell them, we are going to give you soya bean, very rich soya bean in Uganda. In exchange, you make for us the road from Kampala to Fort Portal. That is barter trade. Now, when they, of course, they failed to supply the soya bean because they could not pay the farmers. And the Yugoslavs were actually busy building the road, but they stopped somewhere in Muvende and they said, where is the soya bean? So that flopped. The next thing, we are going to supply maize to Tanzania, and in exchange, they were going to give us some equipment, which we needed. Now, when America heard that, they flooded Tanzania with maize. And suddenly, Tanzania did not need our maize. So that flopped. So it took these bush war guys, I think about 1 year, to realize nothing is working. So they went from country to country asking for aid. Remember, there was no money to run the nation. So they went from country to country, and everybody was telling them, join IMF. Join IMF. Meanwhile, in their minds, IMF was the symbol of Western, you know, imperialism. And what they had, all those big words. Eh? You know, communists have big words and slogans. Eh? The only thing communism is rich in is slogans. So eventually, they were telling them, join the IMF. We'll give you money, but join the IMF. We'll give you money, join the IMF. So after some time of resisting, the reality is that you have to join the IMF. So they went and joined the IMF. Now, other countries that tried to resist, like Burkina Faso, you remember Sankara? Killed. He pulled his country out of IMF, out of World Bank, said he doesn't want any aid from those people, was determined to grow and do everything within Africa, sell their produce within, he was killed. And the guy who took over from him immediately joined IMF. Because that was survival. Eh? Now, it is, you see how easy it is going to be. Now, that was all those years ago, 1987. Now, it is so easy to get anybody whom they want to join the one world government. You understand? Eh? Now, if they take the currency, the reason I was telling you all that is to tell you that all these things which seem so far away are actually so near. They're actually so near. And all the systems have been put in place. It is just a question of when do they turn them on. There is nothing regarding surveillance, regarding all this data that they have and what. And concerning your data, there is nothing that is not already in place. Unless you're like a really, really villager somewhere in the what? But even them, they will get to them. Eh? And nobody will buy you. So, like, I want you to know that the knowledge that has increased now. Do you know that when man, in Genesis chapter 6, when the watchers from heaven came down and they had intercourse with daughters of men, the one thing they introduced that time was knowledge. And they came and got the knowledge that existed, which was at a natural level because God wanted it there. Then they introduced very spiritual things and taught people how to get out of their bodies, how to do what, and things which God did not intend for those people to know. And they messed up the whole system using knowledge. Now, when that knowledge grew and grew and grew, it led to the imagination of man being perpetually evil. And it forced God to have to destroy all humanity at that time. Because now, the knowledge had come, and the only way it would go is when the people will have it to go. All of them. So, then afterwards, it always comes in the form. Now, if you knew that, you know, you've heard of this stem cell thing. Now, here is, there is what they present as creating a hybrid human being incapable of getting sicknesses, cancer, blah, 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 and all those things. Eh? That's the good part. But the truth is, they are creating, it's a military. Now, I'll tell you, in 2010, the Brookings Institute, who has heard of the Brookings Institute? You know, eh? Yeah, the Brookings Institute told the American government that if they do not get serious with the stem cell and creating hybrid human beings for the military. You know Robocop? Like hybrid human beings for the military. China is going ahead of them and Russia. where it is not, the military is not just in the equipment, but in the people, where they create supermen, so to speak. Eh? Things which, of course, you see in movies and they look like science fiction, but there is no science fiction. Let nobody deceive you. Eh? All that is knowledge which the devil gives. And those movies are very subtle, but very dangerous. You know, movies like Avatar, eh? They are pushing an agenda, and there is a way they capture your emotion and they present. Man, I wish you people, like, and the directors of those movies, those guys are deeply spiritual people. They get those things straight from the devil. Like, all those, don't think this is a Nigerian thing where people, hey, Oga, what? No. Those directors, there is not a single movie now produced by Hollywood that does not have an agenda. Eh? And the agendas are straight from hell, and they are very subtle. The devil does not deceive openly. There is a, you know, it is subtle. It comes as if it's for your good. Then it just twists a little thing. And then he messes you up slowly by slowly. And now I'm going to tell you how much the occult is growing at the same rate as the spirituality in the church is growing. Now, the trouble is a time is going to come when we cannot separate the two, except by discernment. So now, armies in the world are creating hybrid soldiers using that same stem cell research. They will present to you the good part, you know, but it's actually putting human beings' DNA and animals' DNA together to create. Now, I'll tell you this, even in now Olympics and so on, China was injecting people with horse hormones, with the hormones of a horse. Now, you try running with that person. The person is half human, half horse. And they are doing these things. Now, do you know the anti-doping actually goes into that, into the hormones that, because you can just get a normal human being who is fast. Okay, you might not be able to make somebody who is slow, eh? Like Pastor Rego here, become what? Very fast. Eh? But they get somebody who is already fast, then they put in him, or who is already, you know, a good athlete. Then they just, phew. And now they are doing that. But more than that, they are doing, what I'm telling you is knowledge increases. Eh? But one, in one way to this direction, in the other way to this, the other direction. Now, all these things are in total advanced stages, completely advanced stages, all of them, where very soon it will just be as easy as putting something inside you and you become a hybrid human being capable of living 300 years. Do you understand? Eh? That is also called the mark of the beast. Eh? Like all the technology, everything, the knowledge that has to foment all those things is already there. Like the things which you read these days where the Brookings Institute telling America, if you, because you know that George Bush canceled that stem cell research thing, eh? And it requires a lot of funding, and the only people who can fund it are the governments. So George Bush canceled it and refused to fund it. Then, of course, Obama restored it, and you know what Trump has done. So now, but has mostly moved to Europe now because, America is a bit unstable. But all of it, if you see fusing different DNAs of different animals, creating now, do you know they actually create people who can see in the spirit? Because it is widely believed, now you ask among the Muslims, it's widely believed that dogs see in the spirit. Eh? That dogs. Where did that belief come from? So now, these people are saying we can mix these things and actually create human beings who can see in the spirit. Like you see, you have abilities which are beyond you. Right now in Syria, around the Golan Heights, eh? That place in the Bible where the watchers called angels. Angels were, those are different kind of angels, a lower rank of angels who exist among human beings. Now those ones are also going to come and are going to be in appearance. It's going to be so easy for people to see angels like it was that time. But anyhow, these watchers, that place is called Mount Hermon, and it's currently called somewhere around the Golan Heights. You've heard of Golan Heights, the place between Israel and Syria. That's where they came down. Now in that place where those giants were, there are tables which are the height of this stage up there. And somebody put stones, piled stones and put them on top. And they're there, you can watch, the pictures are there. And there is no way anybody could have put them there unless, number one, they had a crane, which is technology of today, or they were a giant. Of course, they were giants carrying those things, 18 feet tall. That's how tall those people were. Now, what we are going to see right now, when these hybrid human beings come, and I'm not talking about so many years from now, eh? Like, it's just a question of when is the right time to roar. Now, do you know that in the spirit, I told you before here, and the Lord actually told me that it the only thing that has messed them out, the Antichrist was supposed to be unveiled last year at the beginning, but the election of Donald Trump messed them up. Everything had been set in place, but God put that thing there to kind of destroy even the one world money and all that. All those things, they may or may not happen now, because of course now there is that factor of Donald Trump. But if they had gotten the president they wanted, who the prophet said is going to turn out as a lesbian, you know. You had that thing, eh? So now you know who it is. Anyhow, but if they had gotten the president they wanted, like all these things would have been put in place. But right now, like somebody is pulling in the opposite direction and now other people are pulling in the opposite direction. So it is not now. The Antichrist actually wants to be revealed because he's like they are pushing. There's a group of people who are pushing for him to be revealed. Freemasons say when the secret wisdom comes and takes over. And there are people who are pushing for it. But for it to happen, all those things have to fall in place. But now, of course, God messes them up by just putting somebody who is thinking differently. Now, they have to find a way of either sorting him or it is delayed. Now, it is going to be delayed because we still have to preach the gospel. Okay? And it is going to be delayed because even the church is not yet ready. The church, and by the way, the truth is the church. Now, the other day, the Lord was, I wish you knew, Like, you know the rapture? Do you know that there are so many believers who are going to be left behind? Like, if it were to happen right now, there are so many believers who are going to be left behind. And the readiness, it's not that they are not born again, they are. But they are not, the scripture says, to those who anxiously wait for him, that is the condition. Because remember, it's the marriage supper of the Lamb. So Jesus is not going to get married to a bride who is torn between two men. Okay, I want to go to heaven, but I'm still enjoying the earth. Then you say, you stay and enjoy. And now so many people, by the way, and people are beginning to have dreams when the rapture has left them. Somebody will see you, your son goes, see you, your daughter goes, then you're trying to go on, you're on earth. And do you know what causes it? There is a gravity, which is the love of the world, which is actually keeping you down. And you cannot go because you have to be looking forward to it. And then that look, the desire, the looking forward to it is what lifts you up. Now, and then, like, then there is this hole. Like, there is a hole. People are just caught up, like, through a hole. Pew, 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 and everybody is going. And now, then people who are born again and spirit-filled, but are so in love with this world, then the gravity pulls them back. Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. When he's warning about this, he says, remember Lot's wife. You've been saved. You're running away from Sodom, which is being destroyed. But your mind is there. Don't look back, but you're saying, my house, my what, I've just built, man, I've just married a hot chick, what? Whew. Then you look behind. Then you turn into a pillar of salt, in other words, you don't go. And now so many people, unless we warn them, now this is why this ministry is so important. Now, the other day I was talking to Prophet Elvis, and he was telling me that time when the Lord showed him, like his return, now not the rapture, the second coming. And the whole world is a stadium. It's like a stadium. Then, you know things which you read in the scripture? The earth, the sky rolls away like a scroll. It's rolled away like a scroll. Then he says he sees a huge hole in the sky and everybody sees it. Now, he says he was up with where the Lord is coming. Because, of course, we'll all be there. All those people who will have been raptured will be coming down with the Lord. Because first of all, they get raptured, then you first go and eat like very good food and so die in heaven. Okay. But you understand, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then now when Jesus is coming to reign in earth for 1,000 years, you come with him. So now he was seeing it from up and the sky opens like this. And everybody is seeing all the way up to the throne of God. That's what the scripture says. They can see the throne. And then he says there is darkness on earth. But now when the sky opens, there is a bright light. And now they cannot stand it. Remember at that time, the Antichrist is in charge. They have taken the mark of the beast. They are convinced. You know, all the deception that we are talking about now has been crystallized into people actually believing that the earth is going to go on for so many years. Now, then suddenly, they, And now that deception, it's no, even the Christians who would have disturbed them have been taken away. So now they are completely convinced that they are going to live 300 and so, or so years without God. Because the mark of the beast has done what? They cannot get sick. They can, and all these things are in movies. The earth, the sky opens, then light shines down on them and they scream just because of the light. They scream. Now this, I'm telling you what he saw, what he told me. Then they are screaming, and he said it is horror. You know, like an absolute, it is both horror and terror. And you know some of the things the Lord protects us from, eh? Like, there are things which, now I'll tell you this, eh? If you have a close relative, or your husband, or what, who goes to hell, do you know that when you die, all memory of that person is lost? Because then you wouldn't enjoy heaven when you know my son is in hell. So all that memory is taken away. So all you are seeing is the people who are there with you. And you know them. You know this is Rego, this is Apostle Abraham. This is. But the memory of it has been, of those who went the other side, those ones are potea. Now even, it's taken out of you. Because there is no money. Oh man, my wife went to hell. Or my husband. You forget. Now, so the light, back to the story. The light, they are screaming because of light. And they are screaming and it is horror, an absolute horror and terror. The Bible says they run to the rocks and say, fall on us and save us from the wrath of he who sits on the throne and of the wrath of the Lamb. Because the day of his wrath has come. And now that time it is, of course there will be those who are saved, those who will have missed out on the rapture and have been hammered chiboko for 3.5 years, but have still not taken the mark of the beast. Eh? Those ones will go to heaven, but after having been beaten properly, because you will be in a world which is controlled by the Antichrist. Eh? Right now, he cannot have authority over this earth. So, but now those who have been deceived, who have the mark of the beast, now all the things they told them were lies have finally crystallized. Now they are seeing it. And now when he comes, like, man, I'm telling you, like, you know horror? Like, where people are screaming. And there is nothing like a scream. Remember the other story I told you of the other president? Eh? Man, eh? By that, sometimes God keeps us from these things because it is not good. Even knowing it, you'd rather not know it. Eh? It's going to destabilize you. That's why, now what the devil does, he comes and gives you knowledge of spiritual things which you don't need, which are going to destroy you. Now, here is how we are going to come out of this. Eh? Now, get ready. First of all, understand that there are three things Jesus warned of, all in Luke 21. Verse 8. Let's start with verse 8. Luke 21, verse 8. Take heed that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name. Now remember, he's talking here to elect people. Take heed that you're not deceived. Now I want you to know that you think you can't be deceived, but you're lying yourself. That's why he says take heed. He's talking to his disciples. Like, I'm telling you, if we know, okay, I'll give you an example. So there is this powerful prophet who has a ministry somewhere down in where? In South Africa. Then he comes here and he's a man of God. Then he comes here and he goes and visits a church of a guy who is fake. Do you understand? Some of you know these things. Eh? Of a guy who is fake. Completely fake. And now everybody is sick. Now you see, when you see somebody like that, and now he goes there and he actually starts saying, this is a man of God. And he's deceived. He wouldn't go there if he thought that person was fake. Deceiving means you're convinced you're right, but you're wrong. So the guy goes there and he messes himself up and messes up his ministry in this country. Because somehow, now, then somebody comes here who is powerful from out of the country. And the next thing you know, he has gone to this fake man, this Kobidi. Eh? What's he called? Hey, that guy, eh? Kakande. You know some people fear mentioning him. No, eh? Kakande. Yeah? Fake. Now, even some of these fellowships, some of which meet in this place, eh? And they are submitted to that same man, that fake guy. But some of you go there because somebody preaches grace. Like, there is a lot of deception. Now, I'm telling you these things so that you people know that there is a lot of deception. Eh? And it is innocent people going into fake places. Now, then they come out and they are dreaming things. Now, there's a guy who was told me that, was saying that they went to some church. And, you know, usually you know, it's easy to tell when you're entering. But once you become a part of it, everything changes. Do you understand? Eh? So the first time the guy goes there to that church, he's happy. It's somewhere in a valley. Now, in that valley, the guy saw like sewage in a dream. Sewage. Like, you know where it's supposed to be a church, eh? And you're seeing like sewage. People are praying in sewage, standing in sewage, and what? Then now he made a mistake. Now, some of these things don't go and ask. Eh? He went and asked the guy, I dreamt this. The guy said, no, that's the devil. That was the Holy Spirit. So the guy became, now once you make up your mind and go there, it stops. Now, let me tell you this. One of the biggest deceptions is that you get information or knowledge and make up your mind based on that knowledge. That is not true. It is not the information you have that creates what you believe. It is what you believe that creates the information. Do you know that? I'll give you an example. There was somebody was telling me, there's a lady who was dating this man, so she would come to me sometimes and tell me her dreams. And the dreams were very clear that is not a man she should get married to. It was very clear. But you'll only get those dreams before you've made up your mind. Because you're still in decision stage. Now, the minute she made up her mind that I'm going to get married to him, the dreams stop. Because the dreams come to direct you. Now, when you've made up your mind, this is where I want. Now, that guy, when he saw that sewage, he continued going to the church. And now he was having only good dreams about the church. Now, you've entered into the deception and it even enters into your dreams. So, now the dreams you're dreaming are not from the Holy Spirit. They are from where you are. Because if you go where there is sewage, you will smell like sewage. Isn't it? Yeah. So, now when somebody decides that, I'll give you an example. If somebody decides that, I remember one time I was saying, but God, how do you judge like our great-great-grandparents who lived here when there was no what? There was no gospel, there was no Christianity, and what? And what I was actually doing was questioning God's judgment. Then I decided God is just. Then as soon as I made up my mind that God is a just judge, then actually I started seeing in the Bible how they are going to be judged. And it's in the scripture. But you will not see and believe. You believe and see. So if somebody decides today I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God, trust me, when his mind is set like that, all supernatural experiences vanish from his life. They all vanish. Now, the minute you say, I believe in the supernatural, even when you've not seen anything, and you formulate your mind like that, you'll start seeing things and say, how come I did this? How? It might start slow, that, hey, how come when I stepped out of here, the person I needed wanted, came around? And you know, then you realize your life is surrounded by supernatural things, but you have to first make up your mind. Now, that way, everybody is judged on the basis of the decision they made. So you make a decision, I believe God, I am going to follow God, I'm going to do what? And now all your life, all your experiences line up with that decision, then suddenly you will see God in everything. Now, when somebody says, me, I don't believe there is God, or nothing, even dreams, what? Once you make up, they will even stop dreaming, what? Nothing supernatural. End of the story. You've made up your mind. So usually the direction comes when you're in decision stage. But when the decision has been made, the direction stops because you've decided, you've made up your mind. Why would anybody waste his time convincing somebody who has decided this? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, belief is at the fulcrum of everything. Like the minute you believe that God is good, for instance, you will start seeing so many instances in your life where the goodness of God was the only thing that saved you from being destroyed. Do you understand? The minute you believe that God wants you to prosper, you start seeing things like not just confessing from outside, which is also not bad, but you confess until you actually believe. Do you understand? Now, the minute you believe that you can't fall sick, sickness vanishes. Like at the heart of everything is belief. Now, the difference between the other me who could not fall sick and the me who started falling sick, the devil attacks your faith in a certain way, shakes you, then the sicknesses start coming. And they were not there. And so, now, the knowledge that the enemy brings is meant to upset a certain knowledge which is almost too simplistic. Like, do you understand? the scripture says, Paul says it, they came, they sneaked in secretly to spy on the liberty that we had in Christ. Because the message of the cross is so simple. That man, all you have to do is believe and you're going to heaven. Just believe. What if I do this? No, just believe. What about this? No, just believe. Do you understand? So now, it seems so simplistic and the flesh does not receive it because it's from the spirit. So the devil comes and says, now, okay, you will prosper, but you're living in sin and you're doing what? So, and sometimes people believe those things. I remember they almost chased me out of a church. I said, if people are not prospering because they are living in sin, how come witch doctors are living in good houses? If God is punishing people who are living in sin, why does it start with those? Instead of hammering us who at least are trying. So, you see, now they present a picture of a very mean, mean God. Now, and what that does is it takes away your belief that God is good, that God wants good for you, that God is looking out for your good. The simplest things, very simple, simple things, which are so powerful. But the knowledge of this world, you present that thing to a philosopher, and they seem so simplistic. You remember those guys in the book of, now that's what knowledge, in the book of Acts, who Paul says that they were infatuated with knowledge. Knowledge which was not going to add any value. Just knowledge. So they wake up in the morning and go into some colosseum and some guy comes and presents a new theory. Now, then they listen and then they debate. Then they what? And it puffs up the flesh. You understand? Like it's very powerful for the flesh. Now that colosseum is called Facebook. Where somebody has an opinion and you know it creates an illusion of your opinion being important and nobody cares what you think. Man, like, do you understand? When somebody posts on Facebook, I don't agree with what? You know this, how could these people do what? Now, in the folly of your mind, your opinion has changed the world. It has not changed anything, apart from your wall on Facebook. Like, man, there are things the devil sells people, very simplistic rubbish. Now, those colosseums are now called Facebook and Twitter. So Paul goes there and tries to talk. Then when he tells them about Jesus who rose from the dead, they say, what is this bubble? What do they say? Okay? That he's proclaiming some foreign gods and what? Anyway, you come back tomorrow, we'll listen to you. Now, you see the way Paul presented it, because he said the men of Athens did nothing except sit there and get to know. Now, he's presenting it as it's a complete waste of time. And yet, that's how Paul sees it. And yet, from where they stand, it is Paul who is wasting time. Now, you see these perspectives. Like, somebody wakes up and, you know, there's this information. Now, that thing is so common among these people who put on ties and what. You know, among those, like, knowledge. People are sitting there discussing knowledge. And, like, it is not helping at all. And now the devil keeps you there. Remember, I was telling somebody, Remember, when I was telling somebody who I know them. I know that person. The person used to stay in, you know, Kasokoso, You know Kasokoso. How many people have never heard of Kasokoso? Never heard, Okay. Think of the worst slum you can think of. And now multiply it by 10. Then you know Kasokoso. Now, the guy got revelation knowledge on finance. And right now, he's living on a hill up somewhere in what? I think over Mbuya or somewhere. In a plush apartment, and what? Just through revelation. Just that revelation. Now, the thing is, when people don't understand that revelation can produce that, like, we need to teach you so much. Because it is just that, revelation. So, slowly, he comes out of Kasokoso, which was a big struggle, because the devil, when you get to Kasokoso, the devil doesn't want you to get out of there. By the way, it was sad. Now, so after a big struggle, the guy leaves that place. Goes to, you know, other places, what, then now, you know. So now the other day I was talking with him. And, you know, now, I save some money. I said, now, don't go there. Remember what it is that has taken you to where you are. Don't add anything to it. Because the devil messes people up through additions, not subtractions. Don't add anything. Just go with that. Because if it has taken you from there to here, surely the same thing can take you to where? To where you're going. So don't add any wisdom. That's why Paul says it makes the cross of Christ of no effect. Because somebody believes, you know, you confess scripture, you believe in it, you do what? Then, like I saw somebody who came out of debt through just believing that thing, oh, nobody what. So the next thing I know, the person is out of debt. Then they send, you know, these bank executives who come and are saying, you know, you can do this and what, soft law, you know what, you buy this and just a small down payment of this and the other, you pay what? The guy went straight back. And now coming out the second time is not easy. Like, just seem like they present something so, and you actually, it is so easy because the things of God are so simple. Somebody just sits and meditates and gets money. Yes. Yes. Amen? Yes. That's how we live. When I want a higher level of money, I sit down and meditate. Like, that's how we live. So now, how do you present that to an intellectual? Do you understand? Like, you sound like a child. That's why the scripture says, what does Paul say? Take us from the simplicity that is in Christ. Like, the thing sounds so simple. But now let me tell you, the complex things are. But I wanted to warn you about three things. Number one, beware of deceptions. I told you. People are deceived. Like a man with a powerful ministry who sees in the spirit, who has a powerful prophetic ministry, he comes to Uganda and goes to a fake man who is somewhere on Entebbe Road. Now you see, and everybody here knows that guy is fake. You understand? But this man, like, so you just because somebody can see in the spirit, doesn't mean that. Man, deception, it presents itself in a certain way where you have to be very cautious. Extremely cautious, because you destroy. Now imagine if God is spreading Watchman Ministries to Nairobi, okay, to Kenya, and he wants me to go there. Now, if I am not careful about where you go to one fake place, and that's the end of your Kenyan ministry. You might recover and come back and nothing happens, but people say, we don't want anything to do with that guy because you went to some fake place. Now, be careful. By the, and it's not just one. The occult is on the rise. In schools, universities, people are being initiated. They are being initiated. And as soon as they're initiated, they are doing supernatural things. Like that guy who I was telling you, sitting in the rain on his WhatsApp. Like it is heavily raining, not drizzling, heavily raining. The guy is on WhatsApp. Like this. Seated there. Then people come. Then they look at him. And he says, I've come for the other person. Now, universities, secondary schools. Secondary schools. True. Ian, what's your name? Yes. Do you want to tell us? Do you want? It's okay if you don't want to. It's okay, you can say. You first come and tell us a bit. Okay, start.
Praise God. Mm. Yes, I...
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in senior three, I found some friend of mine. He was a psychic, spiritist. He can see in the spirit, he can read people's minds. They can do a lot of things, move objects to their minds. So he comes and he becomes my best friend and presents to me this thing, but just throws it to me and leaves me there. Then I go so deep. I go so deep into it. I bought actually some book. Where
what was the book called?
Enhance Your Psychic Powers. Yes.
What class were you in at that time?
Senior 3.
Okay.
Yeah, so I go so deep. Like I would dodge classes, then I remain alone in dorm because you can easily concentrate. Then I would attempt to just go in class and see what people are doing and try and read people's minds. But I used to feel so guilty because I was already
born. Would you read people's minds?
Yes, you can sense what you can sense someone's intentions.
Mm.
And you can also locate people and make people to come to come to you.
Mm.
Maybe if I want someone to come and do something with me.
Tell us what you did.
Okay, the one thing I did was in senior 5. I'd left it, but I came back. So there's some girl I used to like, but she had said no.
Now, she had given you a 9.
Yes. Now, that's when I decided to go back. So I would visit her at night, like I would throw my spirit there at night. Then I would come and show her my heart, like, show her your intent. So for her, she can maybe have a dream when you're nice to her. Then after like 2 or 3 weeks, she just started becoming nice to me.
Okay.
Out of the blues. But I felt so guilty because I was already born again still.
Mm.
And that's when I saw that it was working, I stopped there. Then I just told God, God, I'm tired of this. Because so, my spirit resisted it so much. That's how I left it after that moment there.
How did they tell you about being, you have a strong conscience, what?
Yes, now, I used to wonder why he was so interested in me specifically. So, one time he just comes and tells me that they gave a prophecy, the psychics, that there would come 10 very powerful psychics, whereby one can just be here, then he says an accident is, yes, in the world. An accident is happening, maybe at the road, then it's actually happening at the moment. Like, prophetic, but the other side. Then he said that they think I'm one of them.
One of the 10?
Yes, they suspect.
As in, you were supposed to be one of the 10 top psychics in the world?
Suspect, yes, that I may be one of them.
Mm.
And he said that I have a conscience. He measured it. He said it's 1 in 1,000. Then he measured it. He said normal people have a conscience of 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ones who try have a conscience of 4.
Mm.
Then strong conscience have 6.
Mm.
And those ones are very rare.
Mm.
So he said that's why they are so interested in you.
And what was your 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But now, after he told me that, I started having... There's a guy who used to attack me every night.
Mm.
Because me, I told him I don't want to be part of that.
Mm.
Then he said, you can't refuse. If you refuse, they're going to come for you.
Mm.
So after he told me, every night, some guy would attempt to kill me.
Mm.
So he told me either you accept and give in or they are going to come and overtake you by force. So every night some guy would attempt. Like I just, the moment I put my head down, I find myself with a sword. Then some guy is there also has a sword. Then we fight. And somehow I wake up. So every time I would sleep, I would think it's actually my last night. But somehow I made it through. Someone prayed for me at school and that was the first deliverance before going back.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened? How did you come to the Lord?
Yes, sometime I was seated down. I had so much guilt in me, but I was already born again. I was not maybe possessed or something.
Mm.
I was born again and I knew I belonged to fellowship.
Mm.
But because of the guilt,
mm.
I couldn't go there. Mm. Now sometime a friend of mine comes and he told me that he has something to tell me. Mm. Then he asked me what's wrong with you. I told him, I shared with him my story. Then we prayed together.
Mm.
And he told me, don't be guilty anymore. Just come back to God.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when I just decided to leave.
Mm. Like, and where did you go?
I joined fellowship.
Which
I joined back. It was Scripture Union in school.
Mm.
Yeah, so I joined back because I dropped out of Scripture Union.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so now what I'm telling you, you see, the guy was... Now what they mean by he has a strong conscience, it actually means he has a very prophetic spirit. Eh? And they wanted to divert him to use it to their side. Now they do that. Now remember, these are given by God. Like God decides that somebody is going to. Now when he came to the Lord, he started seeing visions of Moses. Moses of the Bible talking to him. And is that true? Yes. Now, like where the devil knows this person has. Remember, he cannot change a calling. It's only God who gives it. He just diverts it. So now they wanted to divert him. And in S3. They wanted to divert him to their side. And they say, by the time they tell him he's going to be one of the top 10 in the world, you know what kind of calling he has. Eh? Now, somehow he ended up here at the Watchman. And, you know, so, but the thing is, now he's learning. But the thing is, for like S3, the guy is being trained to get out of your mind, go and mess up some girl in the speed and come back. Then after two weeks, she's pursuing you and now you're playing hard to get. Man, like, they... Now, these are the things which are happening in our schools. Eh? Now, the Lord told me at the end of last year that we are going to go into schools and bring this end-time message. Eh? All the end-time message. Eh? Glory to God. So, because, man, do you see these universities here? These things which we are saying, Illuminati, Illuminati, and what? Eh? They created anxiety, and there are actually so many people who went and joined. Now, I know, and they are being trained in spiritual things to go and mess up people. First of all, they are messing up girls. And especially the girls who have callings and what, they just come and mess them up using those tricks which was telling you. Imagine, you go to a girl, she doesn't want you. Then you say, wait. Then you go and sort it in the spirit. Then after 2 weeks, she comes and says, Ian, man, you look so good today. Then you say, leave me alone. Now you start playing. Like, these are the things which happen. So now we have to awaken the world to the reality of how the... If these people don't hear the things we are saying right now, like this gospel, which a bit is intellectual, but also is, you know, spiritual and about the times we are living and the consequences of the things they are doing, they are going to be messed up. Before they know it, they are in the occult and it is increasing so fast. So is deception, even among men of God. Like a lot of deception. Man, it's unbelievable. Like, I wish I would tell you some of the things which I know, but I can't. But very, very dangerous things. And you say, how does somebody, you know, when you look up to somebody, I don't know how to explain it to you. When you have seen somebody and you say, this man is, you know, solid. Then you hear something and you're like, man, God, who is safe? The scripture says, let everybody watch and what? And pray. The Bible says there are two things. There are three things. First, the first thing I told you, the one is deception. The second one, beware lest your hearts are drawn away with carousing and drunkenness. There are those who are not going to be deceived, but they are just going to be too much in love with this world. Okay? And they will also be left. Those are the ones who are like Lot's wife. Gravity. You're too heavy. You cannot go through the hole. And when you're left behind, I took a whole time studying how the final 3.5 years will be. Make sure you're raptured. Make sure you're raptured. Don't be found here after the rapture. Praise the Lord. If you know anybody you love, tell them, don't be found here after what? After the rapture. Make sure you're there, cheating on the balconies. It's going to be tough here. Just know that. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, the third one says, through patience, you will possess your souls. Okay? Through patience, you possess your souls. Now, let me, like, one of the reasons people cannot stick to something until it works, is there is a lot of anxiety these days. Somebody comes into something which is working, and then they get anxious. Then they go to another and to another. And I've seen so many people. Now, there has to be a level of patience. Now, by your patience, possess your souls. Now, the other thing is, don't be impatient. Okay? If something is good and is going to happen, and give God time to do it. Because somebody comes, especially people who have come from bad ministries, then they come into a good ministry, then they are told about, you know, here you can prosper and what. When it doesn't happen in 3 weeks, they go and find another one. Like, you remember what it said? People will move. First, go to the original scripture, we end there. But this is a long thing. I cannot explain it now, but you just go and meditate on it. By your patience, possess yourself. Daniel 12:4. Many shall run to and fro. The thing is this. There is a lot of movement running here, trying out this, what. Even among ministries, there are people here who after here will go to a fake place, then another fake place, then they come here, then they go to a fake place. Do you understand? Like, they can't stick in one place. And why is that? They're impatient to get... Anyway. So do not be one of those who are moving all over the place. Because you get knowledge which is not going to benefit. So if you find a good place, stick there and by patience possess your soul. Amen? Because you have to listen. You've had fake things for 10 years. You cannot change your soul in 1 month. You need time to wash away all those things and receive new things which are of truth. Do you understand? Then when you receive them, they start giving birth. So if you are impatient, and of course the devil knows how to do that. Like when he sees, okay, now you're here. I'll tell you this. When I was tithing in a fake place, I never, ever even had a voice telling me not to tithe. But when I started tithing in the right place, man, tithing became a struggle. Do you understand? Now, when the devil says, but you know, try here, try there, this one, what? Then you start finding faults. This one is what? This one is what? This one, you know, these things, end time things and what? Then you go. Then you may, and I know it's even good people. Somebody comes and tells you, you know, I dreamt the Lord was what? We're driving in the car. My father was driving, his biological father. Then that me, I was seated in the passenger seat. Then he was seated behind. Then I say, what do you think the dream means? I don't know. And I say, go and find it out. Because some people waste time. Eh? Then he comes and says, after some time, I think the dream means you're supposed to be my spiritual father. Which is what it means. Then he stays for 2 weeks, all of 2 weeks. Then goes. Then, like, okay, there's a lot of confusion. But your patience possess your what? Your souls. Okay, now I've really finished preaching. Eh? So I've told you this.